the second season of Ish Talks. It's been a long time since the last episode. There's a reason why we are, what we should say, entered a hiatus. We don't know why, so we understand if you are a avid listener. If you're an avid listener, we're very sorry, and you can boo us right now. But ito na nga, welcome to Ish Talks here again. It's the second season right now, and we have a lot in store for you guys. First, it's all about what am I doing right now. The second part is what is my stance right now in 2022, because a lot of things happened in the span of 2 years. So drum roll please. Yes. Marami tayong pasabog. There's a lot of surprises. There's a lot to talk about. And then, yes, from a crappy Vivo V5 Live cell phone na ginamit namin for most of the first season, right now we are upgraded na. So, palakpakan. Yes, may soundboard na rin tayo. And also, sabi ko nga, from a crappy Vivo V5, ngayon ay naka LG V50 na tayo, na may built-in professional sound recording system. Kaya naman, this is the best time to do a podcast right now. What am I doing right now? As you can see, parang may nawawala. Nawawala po ang ating co-host na si Basil Pacor Jr. Or we can say our resident psychology major. Wala siya ngayon dahil since nung pagtapos namin sa season 1, nagplano kami gumawa ng season 2. Hit-hit lang ng babe saglit. Ganito kasi nangyari. Basil decided to take a break of Facebook. Siyempre para makapag-focus din sa buhay niya, sa work and everything. While me, although nasa Facebook pa rin ako, hindi na ako gaanong active. Hindi ko rin alam bakit. Siguro siguro dahil priority ko na yung trabaho, and also my career, and also my life. By the way, I'm still single, but I'm entertaining a lot of dates, pero siguro right now I'm focusing on my career. Moving on, ano bang dapat pag-usapan natin right now? Bigyan ko lang yun ng hint kung ano nang ginagawa ko ngayon right now. Drumroll ulit. Ang ginagawa ko right now is isa akong writer para sa isang tech YouTuber. Sinong tech reviewer yon ay hindi ko sasabihin, pero it's been good. There's a lot of things that happened to me in a span of 2 years. I got my first big break as a social media manager. That 2021, I think. But before noon, kukwento ko muna. I left my job first hand during the pandemic noon. Kaya tumigil din ako sa season 1 kasi pumasok ako noon sa Burger King because I have to work even na pandemic. I have to risk it because at that time, feeling ko I'm a burden. And then, given the psychological emotions happening right now, kakagulo nun na may pandemic, may virus and everything. Kaya kailangan ko mag-work as fast as I could para hindi ako mapag-initan. You know, the family, may tendency ang mga Filipino people na that sumbat thing. So, yun. Nagbanat ng buto. Pumasok tayo sa fast food for almost 6 months. But, the first few months are great. Siguro the first 1 to 2 months, it's been great. Dami ko natutunan. And then, I even train some people. So, that's a plus kung sa resume nakatulong sa akin yun for my future jobs. The thing is, once na may marinig mo na meron kang family na sinasabi sa isang workplace, that is a big red flag. So, tama ba? Tama. Tamang-tama yun. Isa pa. Okay. Dahil, nagsimula na yung mga drama, working more for less pay, and also you know, that you are working, you're trying to love your job, you're being selfless, you try to adapt to things, because at that time, having a job na kahit ano is a blessing kaysa sa wala during the pandemic. Then nagkaroon nga ng mga drama, and then it gets toxic, and then pati ako napag-initan. Don't know why, dahil kasi I want to strive more, ayoko ma-stuck sa ganung position. I know my skills, mostly naman ganun talaga, pero yun, I decided to pursue. And then after a very I think abusive na shift, from which it was Valentine's Day 2021, and then those ako lang mag-isa mismo sa dining area, and then laking gulat ko kasi walang pumasok na kahit sino. The master was the master server, kung tawagin nila, is na-fire na nila dahil meron silang affair. And then ako lang natira, na medyo masipag-sipag, na medyo maalam na. And this trainees, tong dalawang trainees na to, is kinda like, siyempre, as trainees, hindi pa sila masyadong alam. Sila masyadong maalam, pero I tried my best. Siyempre, sino-sino pa bang magkakampihan kung di magkakatrabaho. Pero doon kasi sa ganung culture, may nagkakaroon ng mga sipsipan, and then parang may pagka-god complex na feeling nila, papamana sa kanila yung mismong company. Hindi ko maintindihan bakit ganun. So after quite some time, I decide, after a heated argument doon sa isang tao, isang crew, para siyang crew din naman siya, pero medyo mataas lang yung rank niya, parang ganun, parang team leader ganyan, team member, I broke down. Yes, I cried kasi sobrang frustrated ako, napapag-initan yung kausap ko na babae na, although wala naman romantic attachment, it feels good to have her around kasi minakausap ako, minakarelate sa mga shit ko. And then pati yun eh, inililink nila na kami daw ganyan ganyan. By the way, she's living in Syria before they migrate again to the Philippines. I don't want to say her name, I still have her number. But and then huling punta ko sa SM around a month ago, I still saw her there. So good for her, nakaya niya yung drama. But ako kasi ano, even though may pagka Alaska dorman ako na datingan, pero I mean that's off. Hindi talaga ako pang ano bardahan. I'm more of a peaceful way, assertive way na pakikipag-usap. So I just left. Then right away I landed on a social media job. My first job pa with a foreigner. I handled 2 pages. It was nice at first. Then I got into another job also. And after that, magkaroon mo tayo ng saglit na intermission. Balik tayo sa stocks. Ayun. It was good. Siguro masyado lang naging mapusok. I believe in my skills. I don't have the tools or the capabilities at that time to fully deliver what they, hindi ko na-envision na gaano kabigat yung work. Then, I am working 16 hour days. On a regular day at the time, sa umaga, isa akong parang assistant para sa isang industrial design firm. They were good, I respect them. So, the job is not for me, kasi writer ang aking in-apply on social media manager to be exact. Then I ended up writing soliciting letters para sa mga excuse me, medyo makata yung babe. Okay. From a social media manager position that I've desired, nauwi ako sa pagsusulat ng soliciting letters para sa mga potential clients sa Upwork. And it is very hard. I wrote almost 20 to 30 letters a day, and then distinct pa yun, specific, and I don't know anything about AutoCAD, kung ano-ano pa dyan, about all everything industry design, pero natutunan ko siya ng konti, syempre through self-learning. They are nice, super nice, na tinuruan din nila, binigyan nila ng Udemy course about social media marketing. Then marami akong natutunan to ganun, since my love for graphic designing and perhaps marketing bleeds way back into my childhood years. And then the other job, which is a social media manager, handle 2 pages. One is a non-profit, one is a landscaping company. Bali, pinasok ko na isang friend, so kilala ko sa Facebook, na at the time na pinasok niya ako, isa na siyang, sabihin na natin, established na freelancer. And I respect her job, respect the grind for her family, napakagaling niya as well. Hindi ko kaya yon at that time. And then, hulaan nyo kung bakit ako umalis doon sa job na yun. Shop. Ang totoong nangyari is they fired me, the client. The pay is good, sobra pa nga eh, almost 50,000 a month. Hindi ko na talaga kinaya, dahil one, I have a Chromebook, which just a social media manager, kailangan kong mag-edit ng mga short videos. Ang problema is being a Chromebook, hindi siya Windows, so hindi ako mapag-edit na maayos. I still have a mobile app technically, kasi KineMaster or Power Director pa yung gamit ko. Then sa pag-edit, PicsArt lang. And then sa pag-post naman, I think naubos yung tanke ko, na burnout ako. And then I started getting sick, nadi-disorient na ako, aimless na ako. And then, there comes a time na bago sumapit yung birthday ko, I was diagnosed by type 2 diabetes. So I was so depressed at that time. I had to left my job sa industry designing firm kasi hindi ko na kaya. I started, sobrang napapagod ako agad. And then I see floating parang floaters sa mata ko. Napakalabo, yung pala sa inay ng diabetes. Then inaihi, ganun-ganun, di na bubusog. I was on a binge of juice, energy drink, chocolates, lahat naman ng tamis at that time. At I gained a lot of pounds from that. I think umabot pa ako ng around 120 kilos. But now I am on a 84 kilos. Still overweight. The target optimal kilos doon na kailangan ko ma-achieve according to my doctor is around 67 to 69 kilos. Ganun. Normal na daw yun. Better if bumaba pa ako konti. Pero at the time, yun nga, diabetic ako, I had to spend a lot of money, parang pagamot. Then na-depress ako sobra, nawala ng gana sa buhay kasi I thought, ito na yung end ng buhay ko. Hindi na magpapatuloy yun. Kasi, diabetic ako eh. Wala nang kahantungan yung trabaho ay yung buhay ko. Kasi, at any time, pwede ko mamatay. Tingin ko sa sarili ko. But no, after quite some pondering, yun talaga naapektuhan talaga yung work ko during that month. And then, parang nagkaroon nga kami misunderstanding nitong friend ko. I was ridiculing to myself. Ang sabi ko nga is like 10 out of 10 would not recommend the experience ko kasi partly kasalanan ko rin naman. Pero partly yun nga kasi napabayaan ko yung work ko kasi nga diabetic nga ako ganyan-ganyan. It was negative time in my life. Just as I started na magpundar-pundar like that, bigla pa na-cut short. And then, yung relationship ko pa with the friend and somewhat nasira. So, it's not a good time. Yun. Very, very wrong move. Pero, siguro nag-reconciliate na kami na, pero hindi formally kasi I tried tagging her sa isang post. Sumasagot naman siya. Hopefully magkabati kami kasi sabi niya sa akin para niya na daw kapatid. And I really took that to heart kasi I treasure every friend dito sa Facebook talaga kaya hindi ka hinahangkoy kasi natatake advantage ako. Others I tend to overshare, napapagtripan pa sa mga groups na yan kasi recently na pagtripan din ako pero mamaya na. During that time around September I was jobless pero I managed to land on a job job stint sa isang condominium company naman, starts with V. Then there's this ang trabaho lang magsusulat ako ng articles, may mili ka ng ano pero may limit lang around 1 to 2 yata 3 ganyan, may 7 pwede umabot ng 4 sana is enough na. Ang problema the next month ang dami nilang hinire and then naubusan ako ng peace. Then I'm still recovering from accepting may sickness, may diagnosis. So, hindi pa ako ganun ano yung footing ko. Then, minsan nakakaliban ako ng mga articles, hindi pumapasa sa deadline, hindi na daw pwede yun, sayang yung effort. And then, I was on denial pa na may sakit ako ng diabetes at that time. But I'm slowly trying to accept it. Then take action sa kalusugan ko. Pero paano ko magagawa yun if I have no job at that time? dumating pa nga na wala talaga kaming kapera-pera, putulan ng wifi, halos yung sinisahod ko nakatiting na pupunta sa kuryente kasi nag-aircon pa ganyan, sobrang init at the time, and then all kinds of katangahan, and then sige, pwedeng pwede ako ipunyan. But did I learn a lesson? Yes. Because umabot pa lang sa time na puro itlog lang inuulam namin noon. I was so ashamed of myself at that time. Sabi ko sa family ko, I will find a job. I will find a job. Yet I'm passing around 20 to 30 resume kada isang araw. Personalized lahat, pero walang tumatanggap. Minsan merong interview sa akin, hindi ako tatanggapin. As usual, babalikan daw ako, wala naman. And then meron naman mga gusto ko ma-meet up, pero wala akong pamasahe. O pwede naman, honestly, I got cold feet. Baka hindi ko kaya yon kasi feeling ko out of my league yun, pero in-apply ko lang out of desperation. Then, tumagal pa yung stint ko na yun up to January of this year, then tinanggalan nila ako. And for no other reason, ganyan ganyan. Pero yun, boo. Pero yun. Wala kasi silang reason. Kaya hindi ko alam kung bakit nila ako tinanggal. Shinit post ko yung last two articles ko, ganyan. E medyo pa social yung target market nila. Sinat ko sa article sa top 10 holiday drinks inside your condo is gin bulag. Yun. Nilagay ko siya. And then, the next article, kung pwede nyo hulaan, letter A, it's about my short films. Letter B, my music. Or letter C, my writing. Sige yan. Alamin natin. The right answer is my movies. Yun. Nilagay ko kahit hindi siya existing para tanggapin siya, gumawa pa ako ng Mac na movie database. Pero after a month yata, tinanggal din eh ng mga admins kasi hindi ko siya makita sa letterbox na. And then, nakapasok ako dito sa job na to. Kasi siyang reality show sa YouTube. Naging head writer ako, naging writer. Actually, ito kami doon sa work. I dive head first doon kahit walang kaalaman lang sa TikTok. Walang kaalaman lang dyan. May tsaka kapretsuhan. Mga teen drama, ganyan. Pero pinasok ko. It was really, really fun. Napakaganda ng work na yun. Kaso, the negative thing is talagang pagod ka. And then, kahit linggo may work, walang tigil because dami sponsors, ganyan, dying demands. And then I had to cut it short around mga 6 months kasi ano ba sasabihin to, I lasted through 2 seasons. Magmali tayo dyan. Episode. Tama ba? Tama. Thank you. Ayun, last 2 episode, nakakilala ko ng mga mini famous na TikTokers, artista, brand opportunity, ganyan, nakain connection. But I had to leave kasi it's taking a toll on my health again. Kasi blood sugar spikes, hindi ko na nakokontrol dahil stress lagi, binge eating, unhealthy food choices, kasi wala nang time para kumain na healthy. Then also I had to bantayan yung aking mom. She moved in again with me. And then, because it's my mom, I want to help her together with my half brothers which whom I love, si Ariel at si Rob. Yan, mahal ko yung dalawang kapatid ko na yun. I treat them as my real brothers. Then it feels good na may mga kapatid kasi nakaklose ko pa kahit hindi kami purong magkapatid. Sa totoo lang kasi wala naman yung sa kadugo kung purong kadugo. It's all about the kung paano ka may pag-communicate, may pagsalamuro ka sa mga taong yun. So yun, after that stint about 6 months, here I am sa akong tech reviewer, the writer. Hindi ko alam kung nalabas ako, magiging YouTuber din kahit paano, pero hindi ko muna siguro papasukin yun. I really enjoyed it so far. It's hindi siya stressful. The boss is very very galing, very wholesome. Talagang syempre hindi naman perfect ang bawat boss. May mga ano rin siya, mga konting issues din, pero at least he's the nicest boy boss to have. At parang kaedad ko lang sa kausap like that. Shoutout sa kanya kung nakikinig mo, kung kilala mo sino ka, kung mapakinggan mo man tong podcast na to. Just so you know na I love it here and I'm looking forward to work with the company for many years, because I love what I'm doing. I found my niche exactly, and you are supportive of my creative endeavors on kung saan ko dalhin yung page, yung writing. You are all supportive, and in return I write quality reviews, quality writing, humorous. I bring it all, full package na, and nag-enjoy ako sobra. Kaya naman yun, na yan nangyayari sa akin right now. I got invited to numerous smartphone launch events na pag-mingle sa mga ibang mga tech reviewers. Although technically hindi talaga gano'n na ipag-review kasi tahimik ako sa bawat event, nawalayo ako. So I'm not the kind of guy who's really extroverted, really sociable. Ngayon, pag-usap ako sa inyo, hindi dahil extrovert ako, kundi ito lang yung way para ma-express ko yung sarili ko kung hindi ako nagsusulat about myself. So, konting intermission lang tayo. Ayan. How much am I earning right now? For now, I can't tell, but it's fine. Siguro pag ganyan, I got regular, mas ataas pa. But for now, contento naman ako. I actually got a lower pay here than dun sa isang job na may reality show. But I'm more chill here. Mas konti yung tao, mas konti pa pakisamahan. Hindi gaya sa reality show, yung napakarami nila. Around 50, kasama crew, lahat mga bosses. Ang daming kaming girl. Dito, konti lang. I got to do my own thing. Yun, papatunog yun. And I'm here right now. I got my own bed. I'm at the time of my life na I'm at peace, stable to be exact. Although hindi pa ganun ka stable for me kasi I want to give the best life for my family, my mom, mga kapatid ko, ganun. And then moving on, isa pa tayong So, magkakaroon tayo ng isang segment. May kanya-kanya yung mga issue tayo pag-uusapan for under 60 seconds. Bibigay ko yung opinion ko about this certain kind of issue. Then, pag natapos na yung timer, moving on na tayo sa panibagong issue. So, issue number one. Yun, Tony G. Naging sponsor ng Shopee. Pero, maraming umaalis ng mga campings, ng mga liberals dahil, siyempre, Tony G, billing BEBM supporter, is medyo red flag. So, for me naman, why would Shopee do that? Siguro, gusto nila maka-appeal sa mga 31 million, ganyan. Gusto nila kasi marami nga daw. Kaya kinuha si Tony G bilang ambassador. There's nothing wrong with that kasi company nila yon. Pero ang problema kasi, yung mga paying customers, hindi siya ganun ka-applicable. Mas lalo siya gumalit. As much as possible kasi hindi ka kukuha ng parang politically motivated or politically inclined na ano eh, na endorser eh. Kaya wrong move Shopee. Okay. Next topic naman natin. Not Dems versus Liberals. Or lastly nga, napagtripan ako sa Discord dahil I made an ironic joke about mga kapag Not Dem ka, Killjoy ka, ganyan-ganyan, pagka-diktador. Well, it proves me right kasi nga, napagtripan ako ganyan, muted, pinagtripan pa ulit-ulit. And then, my honest opinion is, sobrang petty. Ganyan ba yung ugali nila? Ganyan ba ang voice of the voiceless? Ganyan ba yung for human rights? They literally trashing other. Napaka-immature. Why don't they settle it sa maayos sa paraan? They literally dox me. Pinagtawanan ako. Pinangalan ako ni Dan Schneider na isang pedophile na hindi naman ako pedophile. Na napaka-low blow lang ng humor nila. I'm so disappointed right now. Just for the fact hindi ako liberal. Hindi rin ako kahit ano right now. I stand for what's right. So, di nakapagtataka. Okay? Sunod na issue natin is, ang nabunot ko right now is BBM's residency at kung kailangan ba maawa sa mga naghihirap na mga member ng 31 million. Okay? Dapat pumaawa. It depends eh. Kung pera mo yung gagamitin mo, you are the will. May choice ka na tulungan yung gusto mong tulungan eh. Kasi pera mo yung pinaghirapan mo yun eh. Well, sa pagiging hindi naman picky, it still depends. Kung gusto mo tumulong, tumulong ka. If not, naman, huwag mo i-criticize yung ibang namimili ng pagtulong dahil may iba-iba silang preference gaya lang ng pag-shoota or anything around na nakadubase sa personal preference. So, ito kasi yung ibang daw, ba't daw may mimili, ganyan, dapat daw lahat. Kasi, mahirap kasi puro nag-virtual signaling eh. Tumulong kung gusto mo, kung ayaw mo, di wag mo, hindi alam na iba. Ang mahirap kasi parang may pagka-holier than daw yung datingan eh. Pero kasi sino ba yung mga bumoto na yung pinili nila yun? And so, deserve. So right now, ang last topic natin for today is medyo naubusan ako dito ng topic. So mag-iisip na lang muna ng topic. Pero papaskil ko rin naman siya sa susunod na episode. Siguro, mangingi ako ng mga questions sa page. And then, kayo na siguro bahala kung gusto nyo i-drop. Kung wala naman, I will just keep on recording. For the last question. Ano man ang last question? Ay, ano kayong tatanong sa sarili ko? Basically, I'm a one-man show right now eh. Hindi ko alam pa itatanong sa sarili ko. Siguro tips para sumikat. Kasi hindi naman ako sikat eh. Tips para magpalago ng page. Kasi ako may page ako, Criterion Collection. Ayun, tama yun. Okay, so pantay mo na. For me, kung gusto mo mag-viral, is to, you have you need to have the staying power. You need to have consistency. You need to put effort to your work na kapag walang masyadong traction, eh, titigil ka na. You need to put on the work. You need to be passionate. You need to hone your skills. You need to be brave, bold, confident, creative, and crafty. Ayan. Kailangan may mga headline ka na may hook up sa mga target audience na intended mong makitahan ng post mo. And then lastly, take risk kahit papano. Huwag mahihiyang sumubok ng bago. And then enjoy. Enjoy lang. Huwag masyadong seseryosoin mga bagay-bagay. Yes, tapos ang ating episode for season 2. Yes. Nag-improve ba yung speaking skills ko? Ano na ba nangyari? Mas gumanda ba yung mga pag-usap ko? Palabok pa din? Let us know sa comment section or PM me directly sa Ishtoks with Dan Manjares. Pero i-label ko na lang siya kasi I don't want to be associated with a single person lang. Kasi gusto ko as much as possible maraming guests, maraming palitan ng opinion, kuro-kuro. Pero kasi ang Ish Talks is a talk show podcast na for free thinkers and for people who love to talk most things that matter. Ayan. So ayun lang. Thank you. It's been Dan Manjares. Thank you for supporting me all through the years sa aking journey. And then, see you in the next episode of Ish Talks. Thank you and goodbye.